name is Artem. That's my brother Alex, and we're the hosts of a new podcast called Stacking Wisdom. Do you want to introduce yourself more? I don't know. Let's talk about who we are, what we do, and the reason behind this podcast and how we started it, and the reason for all of this in the first place.
Yeah.
So, we're brothers. We've decided to start a business together, and we were thinking of ideas for months and months and months and trying to come up with a good concept. We came up with a pretty good one, and we found an investor. We've been developing an application. It's called Kinfly. We're working on developing that, but in the meantime, we're trying to generate more money by launching a marketing agency that focuses on trying to help local businesses scale up their social media marketing. But in addition to that, we thought that would be the coolest thing to do would be to do something that's relevant nowadays, and which is a podcast. The reason behind this podcast is we figured would be something to allow us to make more connections, meet more business people, and I think this is more specifically done so to introduce other businesses on the forefront, because Toronto is kind of becoming a big hot commodity with a lot of businesses wanting to come to Canada, and Toronto being probably one of the bigger top cities in North America that's attracting a lot of investors and stuff like that. You want to talk more about the business and how we started and...
Yeah, sure. So yeah, the concept for our app is, as Artem mentioned, it's called Kinfly, and what it is a shopping app where anyone who signs up as a customer for the app can log into it and then place an order of items that they want from a nearby store, and then they can assign a third-party person who acts as a contractor, similar to what Uber is. But this contractor then would accept this customer's order and then pick up their items up from the store that they want their items from and then deliver the items to the person. So that's essentially the concept of the app. We like to kind of say that it's sort of like the Uber for shopping. And but yeah, as for like ourselves, just to, I guess, talk about who we are more, as Artem mentioned, like, my name is Alex. I'm currently enrolled at Sheridan College, actually, but I took this year off to focus full-time on our startups and make sure that everything goes well with them, and just focusing completely on them for now. My program, though, at Sheridan is specifically kind of related to what we were doing with the app, because it was interaction design. And so I kind of have experience in designing graphic stuff for UI, like applications and websites and stuff like that. So that's kind of where my background lies, more on the creative side. And I'm also somewhat technical, but I don't think as much as my brother. But yeah, Artem, do you want to maybe tell our viewers more about yourself personally?
Well, I was born in Russia, and when I was about 14, I came on an exchange program and I went to the States. I lived in Alaska, and then for almost 3 years, I went to school there, and I lived in Seattle, and then I moved to Canada because my mom decided to move here, and I've kind of traveled quite a bit. I've visited some other countries. I've visited Europe. I went to go study abroad as well in Netherlands. I got my bachelor's degree there, and I studied at Sheridan as well. I took marketing program there, marketing diploma. But I think with the entrepreneurial mind and my brother's, I guess, input into how the younger people think, it's sort of beneficial for the two of us. We really, I feel like we both kind of complement each other, and in allowing this business to function and run and so on. But enough about those businesses. I think we should concentrate a little bit more about the actual podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So why Stacking Wisdom? And let's talk about how we came up with that name in the first place. And why is it called Stacking Wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So the idea behind our name is that, well, first of all, like the type of guests that we want to have on this podcast are successful business owners and entrepreneurs, as well as influencers. And these people are all going to be spanned across the GTA where we're based ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then hence the name Wisdom, because the whole goal of the podcast is to have these people on to get their stories and their insight on how they develop their personal brands and how they develop their businesses to become successful. And then hence the word wisdom, where they're sharing their knowledge and sharing their wisdom to you guys, so that it would hopefully give you a bunch of insight and knowledge and wisdom on how to be successful on your own with whatever it is that you want to do. And then stacking, because it kind of goes along with like stacking dollars or stacking
paper.
Yeah, exactly. But we figured it would be a cool like play on words to go with Stacking Wisdom, because aside from the money and this and that, entrepreneurship should really be about like loving what you do and building, whether it's, you know, a business catered to one thing or another, or a personal brand about, you know, fitness or whatever it is, it should be truly something that you love to do. So that's kind of our whole goal, is to promote the love of wanting to be an entrepreneur and the love of developing your personal brand and your business, rather than just doing it for the money. But yeah, that's really the whole concept behind our name.
I hope that a lot of people can sort of learn from the experiences. I think that's one of the driving factors was for me to, instead of maybe making my own mistakes about everything, I learned from, I think, I don't remember where I heard it before, but someone mentioned that it's best to learn off of other people's mistakes. So in a sense, it's a show about mistakes and difficulties and challenges and everything else that entrepreneurs have faced, and you know, business people, and in running their business and making it function. But I think also at the same time, it should be about a story about, you know, about them and how did they come about to get into this business in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think every person kind of has a really interesting story behind themselves and how they got to the point where they are in their life right now. I think that could be something that could be of use. But we're hoping to interview people from all walks of life, from, you know, a small bakery owner somewhere in, you know, Halton Hills or something like that, to pretty much anybody who's running big companies and corporations and everything else. I mean, I think that the best thing would be to scale up by starting small and then growing, you know, into the potential to see, you know, who else can we bring onto the show. But at the same time, we're doing this not just for us, we're doing this for you guys, because we want to share the Canadian story of things and want to share the Canadian experience, because I think Canada's, you know, is definitely a top player in the business world. And I think that it's crucial for people that are involved in the Canadian business to talk about the, you know, Canadian success story. So it's not just about, you know, the American dream, because speaking of it, actually, I remember there was an article, I think a little bit over a year ago, that was posted by somewhere, I think Maclean's.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how the American dream has moved north into Canada. That it's a lot easier to function and to become successful and to grow a business and to do all these things kind of in Canada than it is in the United States, and that it's a little bit less challenging. Mind you, at the same time, you know, just reading an article the other day about how the Canadian economy is coming to almost a halt, which seems kind of crazy. But I think probably a lot of other, you know, the big G countries are sort of are being affected too. So I'm sure that a lot of the European countries, United States, are all being, you know, seeing the economic downturns too. So, but it, you know, it's another one of those challenges that I think we as business people, entrepreneurs are sort of facing too. And it's something that we can all learn from. But why not, you know, interview people that have gone through, that have had the opportunity to face those challenges, and, you know, take the, learn those lessons from them instead of having to repeat all these mistakes or yourself, and, mm-hmm. you know, make it a habit to, you know, allow yourself to grow mm-hmm. exponentially by utilizing other people's experience to your own success story, right? So, mm-hmm. So what would, like, what kind of people are you hoping to see? Like, well, who would be, like, your ideal person that you'd want to invite onto the show?
Well, like, I kind of have a wide array of interests. Like, I really like the, like, wellness niche, like, much like yourself, like, yoga, true, yeah. yoga people, people like nutritionists, stuff like that, because I'm kind of interested in learning about more and learning more information about how, like, humans can, you know, better themselves, like, nutritionally and health-wise, and how they can just become overall more healthy and live happier lifestyles. So I think, like, as for specific, like, niches that, for people to interview, I think, like, within the wellness niche is probably one of my biggest interests. But I'm also, like, into athletic stuff, so I'd be interested in possibly, like, interviewing maybe, like, a gym owner or something like uh-huh. that. And then as for influencers, I think it would be cool to...
Yeah, we haven't really talked about yeah. that at all. Yeah. So another part of the show, I think, would be for us to be able to interview a lot of influencers, because I think social media is becoming so big and it's up and coming, and that a lot of these influencers are having an impact on certain types of businesses, right? Because, I mean, if a business can reach out to a specific influencer and a specific market, they can probably sell their products pretty successfully too. And I think that could be extremely beneficial to businesses as well. But I kind of agree with you about the health and wellness, because I think it's crucial for a lot of the business people to stay healthy in order for you to, you know, have successes in other aspects of your life, right? In business and everything else. But it's one of those things that if you're not keeping yourself healthy, then it can be sort of challenging too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to the point where you're, like, fanatically, you know, working out every single day and, you know, sticking to nutrition too. I mean, I think there's sort of you need to quite kind of have like a good balance of everything, right, in your life, but at the same time not be too crazy about it either. But I think I'd be interested in interviewing a lot of those people too. Mm-hmm. But definitely influencers. What kind of influencers do you want to talk to? Like, who, what kind of people do you think?
Well, aside from wellness and athletics, as I just talked about, like, for me, like, another interest is like the music genre. And I think that since Toronto has a lot of, like, up and coming music artists, like, within the rap genre, R&B, I think it would be cool to get their insight as well, because just in general, like, a lot of the music genre seem to be very, like, American dominated, like, within the last few years, like, really within the last few decades, I mean, with a lot of rappers and whatnot. But the Toronto music scene, like, it's crazy how much it's
changed and yeah. grown, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think it would be really cool to interview people really also as young as my age that are looking to, quote-unquote, like, make it and become the next big stars and really popular, so... I think it would be cool to get their perspectives as well on it. And yeah, I another thing, just in general, talking about, like, the place where we're located, which is the GTA, another great thing about it is that it's so diverse. So I think specifically, like, no matter who, regardless of who we interview, I just think it would be really cool to take advantage of interviewing people of all walks of life, as you said, and people from different cultures and you know, possibly people that originally came from different countries, and to get their insight.
Yeah, we got to talk about the immigrant experience too, because I think it's it's a big part of what Canada is, and especially GTA, if you look at it, like, you know, those big metropolitan areas, for sure. Mm-hmm. And also myself being, you know, from being born in another country and coming to this country, and all the, you know, difficulties and challenges that have, you know, some of these people have faced. But at the same time, you kind of have that little bit of that immigrant mindset where you're, no matter what happens, you've got it so much better than, you know, that you could possibly have now, right? So we're living in another country, so.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting to interview, like, really just unique influencers. Like, I know there's some people that are, say, like strictly into, like, beer, and, like, all they do is just drink beer. Yeah. Because I think it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's very different, unique, right? Or yeah. I think it would be really cool to interview people that have worked in other startups and... or, like, you know, in the process of launching their startups. And I think it'd be really interesting to see all that, just to allow them the exposure to, you know, to put the word out there about themselves and who they are and what they're trying to do in terms of innovation and the things that they're trying to, you know, bring to the forefront with the technology that they're trying to develop too. I think it's really neat. And the way things are now scaling and changing with the internet being around, I think it's really important to try to promote Canadian businesses and businesses that are based around GTA, you know, and Halton region, like all these other areas. But I mean, you know, and hopefully in the second season we can scale this podcast up into not just, you know, Ontario, but more so across Canada. And then season 3-4 down the road, we're hoping to, you know, interview people from the States, from Europe, from Asia, from everywhere else, from Africa, from what have you, from Australia, New Zealand, anywhere really. I think it's something that's being done by a lot of people, but I think that a lot of these people are really just trying to play up their own brand, whereas for us it's more of allowing the exposure and allowing the brand awareness of specific brands to come to the forefront, but at the same time have these people come and, you know, talk about their experience and how can, you know, these people provide small things and you know, how the lessons that they've learned, you know, across the time frames that you know they've worked on these businesses that could be beneficial to somebody who's just looking to start their business or has started the business but, you know, can bring something to the forefront.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to talk about this centerpiece here. I don't think we're going to mention the name yet, but if this is a really cool artist from Ontario. And the reason why we got this is I thought it would be really cool to kind of promote the Canadian identity, but at the same time have it in a slightly different manner by having some sort of a conversation piece where it's different from just your typical Maple Leaf, but at the same time, you know, it still represents the country, but, you know, can't be replicated. It's a really cool aspect of it too. But we'll talk about more about this artist in the coming episodes as well. So stay tuned and you can find out more about who made this. Maybe you can purchase a piece for yourself.
Yeah.
We'd love to promote this artist because we think he's really cool for doing what he's doing. He does have some presence online, maybe. So if you're really good at research, maybe you can find out who it is, but stay tuned and we'll let you know in the further episodes about who made this piece, and maybe you can purchase your own as well. What other things should we talk about? I mean that's just, you know, our podcast episode 0, so we're not going to keep it too long, but at the same time I think it's kind of interesting for us to talk about what other things do you want to mention.
I just want to actually ask you, like, your perspective on, like, what questions you think we should be asking the people that we should have on, like, what would be engaging to the audience that we're going after.
I think it's always good to kind of have a little bit of something that's, like, different. And you know, the way it usually works with a lot of TV and TV shows and news shows is you always have to have something a little bit controversial, right? So we're kind of trying to steer away from that and just to keep it more business oriented. So I think we'll try to not to speak maybe too much about politics, I don't know how, you know, the evolution of this podcast and where it's going to take really take us and how things might change with time. So I mean, I don't want to, you know, make any sort of predictions just yet, but at the same time, I think I would just really like to learn the personal story about behind each person, and because I think every single person is unique and every single person's story is unlike anyone else's, really. So I think that's that in itself is just a big interesting selling point. I mean, you could have, you know, an Indian person that's, you know, that's lived their whole life in some in like Dubai and that came to Canada, which is like completely random, you would think, right, for any other typical Canadian person, which doesn't kind of make sense. But at the same time, I know a lot of people that do that kind of stuff, right? So it's it's kind of hard for you to really even foresee as to how, you know, because I think a lot of the times the problem is that a lot of people make assumptions just based on looks and, you know, the, let's say like the things, even like, let's say the way a person is dressed, right? And they can make assumptions, right? You know how they say, like, we judge a book by its cover. And I think that's, to some extent, it's kind of
applicable for people too.
You know, what I think that it's not really wrong to maybe always do it. It's just, I think that's, our mind kind of just tells us to make assumptions based on previous experience. So a lot of the times we base our in the now experience based on whatever we've seen before, whatever it's happened before. So it's kind of maybe not really always fair to judge people that way, right? But I mean, we honestly any kind of entrepreneur from, you know, whether it be small or big, it's really just talking about the life and their journey and how they got to this point in time where they are right now. And I think that that's really going to be the most interesting part of it. But at the same time, I want to learn their, you know, what are the biggest mistakes they made? What are some of the things that they could give advice to themselves, let's say if they were younger, right? So, and what kind of habits would they tell themselves to drop in the now, right? But which are kind of time wasteful at the same time, right? I mean, I don't necessarily always think that wasting time is wrong, because sometimes I think it's beneficial just to sit down and do nothing and just spend time with yourself too. I think that's, if you have constant productivity at all times and you measure every single piece of time frame that you utilize, can be, you know, beneficial. But at the same time, you just gotta sometimes just stop and take a breath and enjoy life and do some small things here and there. But at the same time, yeah, of course, it's, you have to be smart and dedicated and to have, you know, the drive to get to the point where you want to be, right? I mean, that's that comes back to the whole goal setting too. And interesting enough, I was reading an article actually about a really big entrepreneur, and he talked about how you make it, he, when he talks to other business people, when the one of the pieces of advice he gives them is that he says, what are the top 25 goals that you want to achieve in this lifetime, right? So, and then he sits down with them and he writes down the 25, and then out of the five, he says, okay, what are the top five most things that you absolutely need to get done now? And then they go through it, through the list, and they circle the five, and all the other 20, he just crosses them out. He says, you don't dedicate any more time to these things. So, you know, whether it be playing FIFA or, you know, to doing something silly like wasting your time on, you know, being locked in on YouTube and being sucked into it and dedicating hours, you know, just watching silly stuff that's no use to you. I mean, there's, I think it's always really just about balance, right? Creating that part where you're able to, you know, dedicate some time for yourself, but at the same time, you know, be able to achieve the goals that you're kind of striving for. What about you? What kind of questions do you think you want to ask?
Well, like, I'm really, like, interested into, like, the cultural aspect, because, like, as you and I mentioned, like, earlier, like, how, like, we live in a location where, like, there's, like, an abundance of people from like all sorts of different nationalities and cultures. Like,
that's true.
I think like it would be really cool to kind of gain more insight on like their perspective and their way of thinking, like based on like their culture and because like as you mentioned, like everyone is unique and everyone has different businesses, but everyone also has different like ways of thinking. And
I think like, it's gonna be a little bit challenging because mm-hmm. if we're doing a podcast for only an hour, it's gonna be kind of hard to talk about their background culture, their experience, but at the same time also talk about their business experience and the lessons they learned and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, in a sense, it could be good because it can allow us to bring some of those people back onto the show and have them
mm-hmm.
come back. And you know, if we get enough requests about a specific person, and if they want to find out more about them, if they want to learn more about them, we can have, you know, recurring guests or something like that too. But
yeah,
I think honestly for me it would be really interesting to find out about all the new up and coming technologies like AI and
mm-hmm.
you know, all the stuff that they've been talking about, VR, and how it's kind of been around for what, over 20 years probably now.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual reality, right, where they've kind of tried to sell it as the next best thing, but it's,
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't feel like it's still quite there yet. So I think it's like new development technology is definitely an interesting aspect of it, right? I mean, and mind you, I think Microsoft was looking to set up their second headquarters in Toronto, and so was Amazon, right? So I don't really know how that story panned out. I think they're still both looking,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't really made the final decisions, but
yeah.
that in itself alone, it kind of speaks volumes about where we are and where we're located. And I think that developing technologies is kind of definitely kind of a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a really terrific point, like how it's not just gaining their insight on like their stories and why they started their businesses, but also like getting their expertise on like their specific businesses, because obviously to be a successful business owner you have to be, you know, somewhat of an expert on what you're doing, or else
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be successful in the first place. And I think that would be beneficial for a lot of you guys as well, like just our general audience, you know, whether you're, you know, into yoga, and if you're considering opening up your own yoga studio, well, if we have a yoga studio owner who's already successful now, we could ask them questions like about how, what, like the specific steps like they took to actually scale their yoga studios, and what made them successful, so that it could, you know, teach you guys. And as we talked about influencers as well, there's a whole ton of, you know, people in Toronto, like, you know, young artists and in the music genre or like visual arts, that, you know, want to gain insight on, you know, from people that have done it before them, to, you know, learn kind of like what the ways of going about, you know, being successful are, and, you know, just learning off of that. I think that getting expertise from anyone that we have would be really important, and it could help not only people that are interested in, and this is why I love the concept of our podcast, because it's not only sharing, you know, cultural stories of people in Canada that have started businesses, but it's actually getting their actual expertise as well, so that it could benefit you guys if you're looking to start the same business or influence in the same niche too.
I almost feel like what we should do is maybe set up some sort of a part where the people can request certain, you know, guests to be on, or a specific
mm-hmm.
business or something like that, right? I mean, obviously if you're watching this on YouTube, you can just comment and
mm-hmm.
Let us know who is it that you guys are interested in seeing on the show, right? Like, or you can even volunteer, you know, to be on the show if you're a business owner now.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out and get in touch with us as well.
Yeah.
We'll have some, obviously, most of the social media presence available to most people, but I think with the next few episodes or so, we can probably let you know what the best way to reach us. But I think right now would probably be to get in touch with us through our Instagram page, which is Stacking Wisdom. You can just DM us and let us know what you guys' requests are, and you know, if you have any specific ideas for or concepts for the show that
mm-hmm.
we can utilize, that we can have, that we can develop for you, and that way you can learn, and the same time we can learn from you guys too. So I think that it could be a beneficial relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
What other things should we touch base on, you think, with
I think maybe we should mention like which platforms specifically people can expect to watch us on. Mm-hmm. So we plan on uploading obviously to YouTube, which is what you're going to be watching this this video on once it's uploaded. Once we upload it shortly after this conversation that we're having. And then we're also looking to upload it to Vimeo as well.
And yeah, maybe just have like a sort of like as a secondary maybe backup as well. Mm-hmm. But
any other platforms?
We'll probably go for all the other platforms like Google Play and Apple Store and all those ones. We'll have a Linktree link directly in our on our Instagram page URL, and then I think from there people can see and follow all the different, you know, specific ways that would work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it be if you're driving in the mornings and you're looking for something to listen to. Again, the reason I think that we're going to be different a little bit is that where we're trying to specifically target people from all walks of life, from all businesses, but specifically Canadian, right? Which which makes us different, because I know there are other Canadian business podcasts, but and I'm sure they probably target business people as well, but we do want to go for the quality, but at the same time, I think the fact that we can interview people from all walks of life and all the different industries kind of allows us to grow our segment too, but by providing, you know, the interviews from all the different people from the different areas as well. So I think that's kind of the cool aspect of it, is that we can learn, we can teach, we can hopefully allow you guys to learn as well, but at the same time it can be like, you know, a growing experience for everybody. That's something that we can all benefit from and utilize, you know, the lessons that we learn from other people and implement them in our lives and have it something that could be beneficial for everyone, really. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts that you want to add into it? Anything else you want to mention before we sign off?
Yeah, so we are going to be having our first guest on soon, and we're keeping that a surprise for now. So stay tuned. Very shortly, we will have our first guest. And yeah, we look forward to interacting with you guys, as Artem said, like comment your thoughts, suggestions of anyone you think we should have, if you guys know any business owners specifically, or if you yourself are a business owner and want to come talk to us, we'd be more than happy to sit down with you and have you as one of our guests too. But yeah, do you have any other remarks upon plus that as well?
Well, before we sign off, I think we should just mention that you know, this is going to be a learning experience for all of us, and we hope that you guys are able to provide us with a lot of feedback. Mm-hmm. I think that we can learn from a lot of this feedback as well, and I think that it could be beneficial for us to improve and grow as a podcast too. You know, I mean, it's obviously I think that it should be like, you know, a free flow kind of podcast where guests are not scared to come onto it, right? And they don't feel intimidated. Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, we don't want to keep it too overly casual. But again, we're trying to interview people from all spectrums of business, so it's not going to be shouldn't really be surprising that it's going to be a big variety of people that come onto this show. Mm-hmm. My biggest, I think, challenge that we'll face is that it's going to be, you know, somewhat maybe challenging to kind of break down those barriers that people sometimes put up when you ask them and to be honest and open about things. Yeah. Plus, I think people sometimes they can sort of freeze up a little bit in front of the camera, and it might make it seem to them like they're, you know, it's somewhat challenging too. So so hopefully we're able to
make it as
I think it's more of just making people feel sort of comfortable in doing this.
Yeah.
And so that they don't feel like they're kind of, they're grilled or like they're, you know, to the point where they feel like some of the questions they can answer, others they want to sort of steer away from. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to kind of just be a conversation about the person and their business and the stories that they've learned and how they can benefit other people, really. That's all it is. But I think the fact that there's two of us and kind of we have an interesting age gap in between, I think it's going to allow us to have like an interesting conversation, because I think you can ask questions from a perspective of a younger person. I can ask questions from somebody who's a little bit older. So I think the two different generations can sort of be covered through that spectrum. But I'm honestly really looking forward to this, and I think it'd be really cool. We'll try not to have too much repeats in terms of, let's say, if we have like a real estate person. We could have two different people, like commercial and like regular real estate, right? But at the same time, we don't want the show to be too repetitive. I mean, we want it to kind of be from different kind of walks of life in different industries, and we want to cover it really as much as we can. But once again, we would love to hear you guys' input into this and see if you have any suggestions for who, what, where, and which industry you guys would love to see. We'll tell you more about this piece of art. So keep watching, keep staying tuned, and let's keep this short and sweet. Let's wrap this up for today. It's a pleasure, and we hope to see you soon in our next episode with a guest.
Yeah,
thanks guys.
Thank you guys. See you.
Bye.